Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Very well, and yourself? Thank you, Pietra.
I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
We're talking about domestic violence today.
So there was an article recently where one of our police members was killed attending to a complaint of domestic violence.
Yeah.
And the reason I mention that is because, you know, so often a complaint of domestic violence is not to play it down, but it's scoffed upon, and it's like, oh, it's another domestic violence complaint. It's another argument between husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend. But the reality is, and this is a very good example that shows just how volatile and how dangerous these kinds of situations can be in our community.
Yeah, true. So if I hear someone's having a brawl next door, what do I do?
Stay in your house.
Yes.
Depending on the circumstances.
Yeah.
Depending on the circumstances and obviously your ability to deal with the situation.
Yeah.
So what you do is, like we've discussed many times in the past year, is get hold of the police, some form of law enforcement. If you're battling to get hold of law enforcement, contact your local security service provider.
Yeah.
Okay. They can also assist. Your local community policing forum. And they, all those entities, the local security companies and your CPF, have all got direct contacts with the police members in the area.
Yeah.
Where it becomes an extremely dangerous situation and where it becomes volatile, it's important that we are able to respond to that complaint as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So where you're battling to get hold of one person, try another person.
If you know there's someone that's there are children involved.
Yes.
I think it's important to report it to someone.
Yeah, so I think what you're talking about there is an ongoing domestic situation where it's an ongoing situation and the children are being affected by it. And obviously there's various routes that you can report it to. You can go to the local police station, report it there. There are also social workers that can then get involved. I would say personally, I would think a police station is a good route to start.
Yes.
And when you go to the police station, if you want to report something like that, I would suggest that you ask to speak to the social crime prevention officer.
Okay.
So the social crime prevention officer, his duties specifically deal, part of his duties specifically deal with domestic violence, deals with court orders and protection orders, stuff like that. And they work very closely with the victim-friendly centers at all our police stations. And the victim-friendly center is an environment where if somebody is involved in a violent crime or a sensitive crime or domestic violence, it's an environment where they can go and sit, where they are comfortable, they are social workers there and counselors and people that they can talk to that will also be able to assist them.
Yeah.
So coming back to your question, you would then be sort of ushered towards that environment, the victim-friendly room, and you would be able to then speak to the social worker.
Okay.
And explain to them what is happening. You may have to give a written statement. Okay. Because remember, it's a very serious allegation to make against a family. To say that there's a violence going on and the child is being abused.
Yes.
So what that does is it gives more authority for the social worker as well as the social crime prevention police officer to be able to go and visit that house and check and see what is happening there.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Great. Pleasure. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.